Number 15. Commit each of us, Lord, in this camp family that are here right now to you. Lord, we thank you for this chance we have to be in this place and to be in this room and to worship and adore and love you. We pray for those that have been through camp this summer, first and second periods, Lord, those who have heard your word, those who have been changed by your power. We pray that that work will continue, Lord, in their lives and in their hearts. Those who are at the young adult retreat, Lord, that you will continue to minister to them and continue to bless them, and may there still be yet fruit that is born, Lord Jesus, and redounding to your honor and to your glory. We thank you for the fourth period to come, Lord, and we pray your blessing upon those and ask that you prepare their hearts. And Lord, we just commit it all to you. We commit our children to you that are down at the cottage right now, Lord, singing and hearing your word and learning your word. Bless these little ones, O Lord. We thank you for them. We pray, Lord, that you will help them towards yourself this day. And Lord, every one of us, Lord, help, strengthen, bless, heal, fill. Lord, we all have different needs, but we thank you that as we look to you and open our hearts to you, you bring us closer to yourself and you bring us into yourself and you make changes. We don't even need to sometimes specify what we have need of. You know before we even ask. But thank you that we can ask and bring our petitions to you. And Lord, maybe we don't even know what we need. You know better. So, Lord, we just present our bodies as living sacrifices, wholly acceptable to you, our reasonable service, Lord, and pray that you'll now have your way and take your great power and reign in us, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're singing the last stanza of number 15. Save me better. also sing 386, number 386. Sister Edith Blumhofer used to teach us once a week, third period. And a number of times she picked a number of different random subjects, but she was well versed in the hymns. Not only did she know the lyrics of every song in the book, it's probably not accurate, but she also knew the stories behind all the hymns. And I guess she told it, I've heard it told over the years, again and again, how this song, written by a woman named Phoebe Palmer Knapp, how she, in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in Azusa Street, was there, part of that. And the songs that came out of that, Azusa Street, when God poured out His Spirit and filled with the Holy Ghost, the songs that came out of that, the hymnody, has a lot to do with the blood of Jesus and the cleansing and the washing. We sang it last night. We sang it twice so far this week. Breathe on me till my heart is pure, till my heart is clean. There's a correlation between the Spirit of God and the working of the Holy Spirit in our lives, and we be being filled with the Spirit and the cleanliness of our vessel and of our souls and of our hearts. Another thing that she said came out of that movement, you'll notice some other time, not now, but a lot of the hymns were also written about the second coming of Jesus Christ. Seems as if those two things were so emphasized. They didn't emphasize the Holy Spirit. They didn't emphasize the baptism of the Holy Spirit. There were bodies that were healed. There were souls that were saved as a result of the outpouring of the Spirit of God. And there were people that were just made aware of the coming of Jesus Christ. The enemy maybe wants to blind us and think that this life is all there is. And here when the Holy Spirit came, the desire for the return of Christ and Jesus is coming and are needing to be ready and prepared. And so this song comes from that era and comes right out of that. She died shortly after Azusa Street and the revival there. But yet a mighty, mighty woman of God. Not well-educated, not nearly well-educated at all compared to our standards. Back in those days, I guess there wasn't a whole lot of education. She certainly wasn't one. But they say that in that barn, used to be a barn or a loft there in Azusa Street, that as they would sing this song, as she introduced it to them, they would march around as they sang it. Now, we can't really do that, so, well, maybe. But they would march around as they sang it, and they would have their scrub boards, and they would play those things. I don't know how that sounds like. I never heard one really played. But they would just get lost in this song, and they would sing it ad infinitum. And I'm not thinking we're going to do that this morning either, but they would just revel that there's a cleansing stream. And I can plunge, you know, I'm made complete there, and the blood cleanses me. And my old polluted, I don't know what this song book says, but she didn't write My Thankful Heart Replies. That second verse, that second line, sing it any way you want to sing it, but that's not the way she wrote it. And I, you know, My Thankful Heart, because some people couldn't stomach my polluted nature. In me that is in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. And it's all polluted. And the best that we can offer and the best that we have is polluted. So a lot of people didn't like that. And so over the years, they changed that phrase to My Thankful Heart Replies. Well, my heart is thankful too. My old polluted nature has to die every day. And the blood continually cleanses and washes. And I'm so thankful this morning. And so it's a happy song. It's not an invitation song. Now let's all get really, we're coming. This is rejoicing. This is our testimony. The blood has been shed, and we can be clean today and free from sin and washed in His precious blood. And our garments are, John writes to Revelation in the last chapter, and he said, blessed are those who are washing their robes, present continuous tense. Washing their robes, not have washed their robes. 170 years ago, I gave my life to Jesus and I got a white garment. I dare say after the 170 years you've lived, it's filthy. if you haven't gone back again to that fountain and again been washed and cleansed and plunged, well, I dare say. And how often do I need that? How often? Not every day. Maybe every moment of every day. The cleansing stream, I see, I plunge, and oh, it cleanses me. The other rendering of that in the King James is, blessed are they that do his commandments. Well, that's how you wash your robes. You do his commandments. And if we're not doing his commandments, and if we sully our garments, oh, thank God, we can come back to that blood of sprinkling, and we washed afresh and made clean, and then his blood makes us worthy, his spirit to hover. And so it kind of all goes together. I think it does. So let's sing it, and let's sing it as our testimony. It's a rejoicing song of what the Lord has done and is doing in spirit, soul, and body, making us holy, preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord. If you'd like to stand when you sing, would you? Let's do that. Oh, now I see the crimson wave, the fountain deep and wide. Jesus, my Lord, my crimson, my answer is wounded inside. The cleansing stream, I see, I want to go. It cleanseth me, oh, praise the Lord. It cleanseth me.
You are able to make all grace. Hallelujah.